Hi there.
Hello there.
You've been in a lot of court tests in this area.
What's that?
You've come in a lot of court tests in this area.
I've only actually ever been in one Pioneer District Quartet.
Really?
Or you remember Infinity?
Yeah.
That's the only Pioneer Quartet I ever had.
Okay.
Because I live in Indiana, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But like 2 miles below the line. I can smell it from my house. Oh! Oh!
I thought that was Ohio.
I thought that was Gary.
Yeah, if I'm downwind from Gary, yeah. So, give me the lowdown. How we feeling? Good, bad, and different? Mixed?
Not so good.
Guy and mixed?
Consistent.
Yeah.
So,
dropped some from last contest.
Yeah.
And this is 100 points lower than we have been in the past.
Okay, and what do you attribute that to?
Could be membership dropping, dropping personnel, change in, could be a lot of things.
By how many?
We had 45 in the past.
And now you're down to?
30.
Yeah, man. A third of the chorus, that's tough. That's tough. And you know, certain things
but
happen.
That might never be it. You know, that could
well,
be
but you know, certain things happen to the sound, you know, with.
Yes.
You know, as well as I do, that yeah. there's a certain averaging effect when you get above a certain number of people. So
you can hide better.
Yeah, it exposes things when you get to a smaller group sometimes. And
yes.
So I feel your pain, man. You know, I went from 75 down to 25, my chapter. Well, the 75 was a merged thing.
Yeah.
You know, and we went to international. Yeah, came in last, but we went to international.
Yeah.
And then our little 325 man chapters went back to each other and went, oh. But you know, I totally get it, because then all the things that were sort of taking care of themselves in that big chorus were not taking care of themselves in the small chorus. We had to really break down and start working on lots of things that would come together. So who have you seen so far? Singing or press?
Now I'm presentation.
Press. Yeah, what does he know, right? Want to do a little singing?
Yeah.
Let's, shall we?
Yeah.
All right.
So we have to see him too.
How about the uptune? Want to do that one? A little bit of uptune?
Sure.
Yeah. Little bit of make them laugh. So, what's the most important musical element of this song?
Laughing.
Laughing is not a musical element. Melody,
rhythm,
harmony, lyric, rhythm.
Lyric.
Song.
Rhythm.
Tuning is not a musical element, Floyd.
Yes, it is.
No, it's part of it. So I'm hearing all kinds of different answers. Enough said? Okay, so let's. What if we just do an experiment? Let's make it about the rhythm, right? Right? So you, just as an experiment, can we try that? How's this thing start? Remind me.
Make us a note.
Listen now.
And it's right in tempo from the start?
Listen now.
One and all.
Well, yeah, mostly. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a rhythm tone.
Okay, all right. Here we go. So we're going to stop and start a few times. Here we go.
Listen now.
All together.
Here we go.
Watch me.
And breathe.
Listen now. On and on. If you want to be the star of the stage. There's a secret that will win applause and make you all the rain.
From the very beginning.
Bum, bum, bum.
Does everybody have an internal metronome in your head? Okay, turn it on. Okay, here's the exercise. We're going to do an experiment. We're just going to put your metronome in four.
Listen on, oh, one and on.
Your metronome in four. Ready? Who's at the right key?
Oh, yeah, okay, that.
Here we go.
Listen now, on and on. If you want to be the star of the stage, there's a secret that will win applause.
What did you discover?
They're falling behind.
We're dragging.
Some of you were, some of you weren't, but it certainly wasn't together, was it? Same drill, one more time. Same experiment. Ready?
Listen now, on and on. If you want to be the star of the stage, there's a secret that will win applause.
Was that better?
Yeah.
Yeah, why? What happened? Musically, what happened?
We focused on it.
Yeah, but what was the effect?
Synchronization.
Synchronization was better, wasn't it? Yeah. Okay. Next exercise. Your metronome is now in two. Listen now.
Yeah. Listen now.
Listen now. On and on and on. If you want to be the star of the stage, there's a secret that will win applause.
What was musically different about that?
Smooth.
Smoother. Why?
Because we were
not focused. Because you're not pounding every beat.
You weren't micromanaging, right?
Yeah.
Hmm. Same drill one more time. Solidify that. Just don't. You don't have to really think about anything. You just have to feel the pulse.
Listen now.
Listen now. On and on. If you want to be the star of the stage, there's a secret that will win applause.
Even better, right? Mm-hmm. Why? What happened?
Phrase became more important.
Okay, phrasing, okay. Next experiment. See where I'm going with this? One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Okay. Listen now,
listen now, on and on. If you want to be the star of the stage, there's a secret that will win applause.
What happened there?
Smooth.
Ooh, we can't have that. We've got to find out who's responsible for that.
You did.
What else? Yeah, Floyd didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
No, he's not that smart. What else happened? Musically, what happened?
Emphasis.
I felt we were more in unison and tying at the beginning of every measure.
Mm-hmm.
We were.
Right?
There
was more flow, you found the pulses together. Okay, let's do that one more time, just to give everybody another chance. Don't think, just do.
Listen now,
listen now, on and on and on. If you want to be the star of the stage, there's a secret that will win applause.
Tell me about that one.
Beautified.
Well, for me, there was more space to finish all the songs at words at the end.
Cool. I like that. What else?
Basses went flat.
Ah, well, yeah, that wasn't the exercise.
I was busy doing this.
I was thinking. It seemed to have a rise and fall to the phrasing.
Some sculpture in the phrase. Okay, what else? Good observation.
It's forcing me to concentrate on the musicality of the whole.
But we can't have that.
Well, it's unusual.
You know, it does say music category right there. Okay, so now, here's the question. If you're sitting in the audience and you hear, make 'em laugh, don't you know everyone wants to laugh? Da 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 da. Okay, I get it.
It's boring.
Right? If you heard the whole song that way, you'd go, oof. If you heard the whole song, if you heard the whole song that way, it'd still be boring, right? What's the answer?
Variation.
Mix it up, exactly. Can we start at make them laugh instead of at the introduction?
Yep.
So now I'm just going to make it up. You're just going to go with it. Leads?
Make them laugh!
You don't know where you're going.
Listen now.
No. Make them laugh. Right at the beginning of the chorus.
At the chorus, yeah. After the
chorus. All the rage, yes. All the rage, all the rage, you know.
That right after all the rage, right?
Right.
Make a life.
All of you.
No.
Make a life. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said, be an actor, my son. Or you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you could charm the critics but won't ever eat. Just slip a banana peel to fall at your feet. Make them laugh.
Yeah, what did you discover about that?
More interesting.
Yes.
If it's more interesting to you, guess what?
More interesting
to the audience, right? What else? This is the guided discovery method. I mean, the reason I'm asking you so many questions is because if you say it out loud, then you own it, right? You can hear it all day, you can listen to somebody else do it all day, but until you do it and express it, you don't really get it. You don't really have control of it. So please, contribute.
It's the energy changed. We went from a higher energy to more of a, well, it's a connected lyric.
Yeah. You know, it's almost, I think somewhere on there, I might have written down the word frantic. Because the more we micromanage it, the more it seems like we can't catch up to it. But the more we long phrase it, the more it seems like what you just said, that we have space to be more musical, to have rises and falls. Anybody else?
It allows you to tell the story a little bit differently. There will be times within the lyric that that frantic pace is probably appropriate,
right.
But then you need to stretch it out for another phrase because that's what's more appropriate given the words in the story.
Right, yeah, and they are getting into the secondary theme, which would be the lyric in this case, because it's got some cute little stuff in it, some comedy stuff, you know, pie in the face. You don't want to ignore that. But when I first asked the question, what's the important thing, some of you said lyrics. Well, maybe that's the secondary thing. So you're getting to a higher level. You're getting ahead of me here. So if you underpin the rhythm, that's okay. It's okay. I'm going to take you on the road with me. As we get the underpinning of the rhythm to happen first, and then we layer the lyric stuff on top of that, and that'll give you, you know, so many choices as to what to choose where. So now Steve is going to just make up his own rhythmic things.
On the spot.
Yeah. Oh, well, I just did.
I work better when I plan ahead.
It's going to be okay. Do you need a hug?
No, I need to plan ahead.
Well, I gave it 30 seconds. What do you mean?
Well, I know.
Well, this is an exercise in flexibility for you, too. We all need that, don't
sure.
We all need that.
Sure.
Where do you
want it?
I don't know. Right from there. Sure.
Make a mile, don't you know everyone wants it all while I laugh? I dance and be an actor, my son, but be a comic, the one will be standing in line for that old honky-tonk monkey shine. Or you can study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you can charm the critics, but won't ever eat. Just slip on a banana peel to fall at your feet. Make them laugh.
Excellent. Good job, man. So you were able to follow. He was doing some different things. He was doing a lot of long stuff, right? A lot of one and three, and a lot of one, two, three, four, and very, I don't even think he put a four until the very end, right? A banana peel line, right? And you know there's that four feel? It's like cayenne pepper. You just need a pinch, right? Because that's what gives you the contrast, but it keeps it. If you do that all the time and you ate all that cayenne pepper at once, you know it's too hot. It's too frantic. It's too makes you want to run for the door. So, very good instinct on what he just did there. He gave it lots of long phrasing, mixes up the one feel and the two feel, and the four feel is just perfect. And the arrangement will leave you clues, and the lyrics will leave you clues. So that's the major concept. How do you, so do you feel like you've elevated your musicianship so far?
Yes.
Yeah. Never step below that level of musicianship commitment again. It's not difficult, you just did it. It's not rocket science, right? It's accomplishable. So make that the new benchmark. Never, ever, ever just stand and sing. That's a disservice to the art, right?
Like the harmonizer said, the standing corpse.
Ouch.
It did.
Did it really?
Yeah, we talked about singing corpses.
Wow. Okay, got a 5-minute warning. So we better move on and do a little bit of the other one here, huh? I'll forget you. Okay, so the biggest thing that on the sheet here is that there's a lot of word delivery and swipe, swipe, swipe. Word delivery, swipe, swipe, swipe. That moves the focus toward the harmony rather than the lyric. So, give me the lyric again. I'll forget you.
That's repeated a lot of times.
But the very beginning of the chorus is,
I'll forget you when I can live without the sunshine.
Wow. When I can live without the sunshine. What is that? What's the real subtext there? When I'll forget you.
Never.
Never. because I can't possibly survive in this world without you. That's in the first two lines. I don't care about chords on the swipes. I care about how that makes you feel and how that makes me feel. I'll forget you when I
can live without the sunshine.
When I can live without the sunshine. Next line.
I'll forget you when I can live without the rain.
When I can live without the rain. That's a little different, but it's still the same general sentiment. And the third line?
When summer roses forget their fragrance.
Oh! 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 And then what was after that?
And the songbird his sweet refrain.
And the
songbird, it's sweet refrain.
So the it's really sort of Victorian in a way. It when is. The songbird forgets how to sing.
Yes,
so what is that really? You know, if you leave me, you're going to crush me. That's what that is, isn't it? If you leave me, I will have no voice. I can't sing anymore. I can't express myself. As if I'm a flower, I cannot possibly bloom unless I'm in your presence. That's deep stuff. Think we might want to treat that a little differently?
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you this, it's going to probably hinge on the diction. I'll forget you, I'll forget you. Hear how long it took to say all of those things? But do you see there's a connection there? I'll forget you when
I can live without the sunshine.
I don't know the melody, but I'm just going to, I'll forget you. When I can live without the sunshine. The phrase is the same length you sang it, but did you see what the diction did to the meaning? Just try that, wing it. It's gonna kind of be rough. I don't care about the sync. I care about the heart behind this.
Pronounce everything. I haven't said that before.
Deliberately, elegantly.
I'll forget you.
Would we please try it again?
I'll forget you when I can live without the sunshine.
When I can live without the sunshine, is that it?
No.
Is that your, what's your interp?
No, we pass over live.
Oh, okay.
When I can live without the sun.
Okay, all right, that's fine, as long as it's, when, as long as it's not, when I can live without the,
when I can live without the.
See what I did there? It's the same essential pacing, but I took the old 90% vowel, 10% consonant rule and made it about 50-50. Because the real passion in a ballad is in the consonant sounds. It's not in the vowels. You know, ah, that's not passionate. Heart, where's the passion? It's on the H and the T, right? So the passion is in the consonant sounds. The elegant delivery of lyrics, When I can live without the sunshine, sunshine. There's no passion in that. See that? Well, give it one more shot. We're going to run out of time. Your most elegant delivery.
I'll forget you when I can live without the sunshine.
Still rough around the edges because it's an experiment, right? It'll take you a while to sort of get that back together. But the real musician sells the subtext of the story. Not the lyric, but what's underneath the lyric. Sells the feeling of the song. Time to roll? I wish we had more time. I'm sorry. My warden just called me. So I must bid you adieu. Thank you so much.
Thank you.